Welcome to Vespers. My name is Scott Kirshner, Village Pastor. I hope that you got a booklet on your way in that says Vespers 86 on the front. Some of them are blue, some of them are white, but this contains our sung Vespers service for this evening. If you would please turn to page 5, you will see that the song there, which is a musical setting of Psalm 141, divides into two parts there at the top of page 5, L1 and L2, and we will sing back and forth to one another monastic style tonight. L1, if the piano side of the room would sing the L1 part, and the pulpit side will sing L2, and those of you who are in the middle, well, you can kind of divide yourselves as you see appropriate. And then if we continue on to page 9, the song, the Magnificat, the song that Mary sings when the angel comes to her and tells her that she will bear a child whose name will be Jesus, and we will stand as we sing those words together. And now let us prepare ourselves for worship.
Darkness bright, for your word and your presence. presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation.
Prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen. A reading from Proverbs. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago, I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil, when he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned the sea its limit so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master worker. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the human race. Holy wisdom, holy word. A reading from Julian of Norwich. God showed me a little thing the size of a hazelnut lying in the palm of my hand. It was as round as any ball as it seemed to me. I looked at it with the eyes of my understanding and thought, what can this be? My question was answered in general terms in this fashion. It is everything that is made. I marveled how this could be, for it seemed that it might suddenly fall into nothingness It was so small. An answer for this was given to my understanding. It lasts and ever shall last because God loves it. And in this fashion, all things have their being by the grace of God. In this little thing, I saw three properties. The first is that God made it. The second is that God loves it. And the third is that God keeps it. And what do I see in this? Truly, the maker, the lover, and the keeper.
The light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness is not
an angel went from God to a town called Nazareth, to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored.
God have mercy on us.
Keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger. For all the beloved who rest in your mercy.
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and
go in peace, serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.